Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a tasty bit of irony, Oscar.
Oh, of course.
Because we said all day on Friday that Mike would be back today, and he's not because, funny, he doesn't look foolish.
No.
No, he actually came down with a virus, and he's not feeling well. Did he call you this morning?
He might have.
Oh, because your phone was on airplane mode. That's right. So as I tried desperately to tell you what was going on, there was no chance of getting through to you.
No, I'm so sorry.
See, the reason I wanted to get through to Mike is, you know, with Mike down, and by the way, I got the phone call this morning about 20 after 7, and I got, normally from Mike, it's, hello!
Good morning!
And what I got was, I said, how was Vegas? He said, I'm unable to perform today. I said, well, what's going on? He says, it's the flu. And I said, oh, man. He said, yeah, you know, the first time you get sick, it's hard to be sick, but then it keeps coming and it keeps coming. So our best wishes to Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely.
But here's where the irony comes in, is that scheduled today in our opening segment, we're all getting our flu shots.
Yeah, we are.
So really, had we booked this 2 weeks ago, maybe. I don't know. But we are pleased to be joined by Dr. Gloria Adu-Ayinsu. How'd I do?
You did great.
Nice.
Oh, perfect. Heretofore
only known as Dr. Gloria, because I can say Dr. Gloria, and Nurse Jessica Ong from the Fairfax County Health Department. Thank you so much for coming into our studios today.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure littered with viruses, the whole studio.
here's some Purell.
Exactly. Mike brought them all back from Las Vegas. But Dr. Gloria is the Fairfax County Director of Health and the leader behind Fairfax County's Community Immunity Flu Shot Initiative. I hate to be sick, and I think it's something in the radio business. Yeah. Even when you're not feeling well, you don't like to call in sick.
Because you feel guilty.
Right, and Mike, we will let him know about it.
Especially when you're 50 feet upstairs.
When he returns. Well, it's a terrible commute. It's a terrible commute.
And I can't come in today. Oh, you are in.
I wouldn't wish it on him. He sounded bad today.
Feel guilty.
And so Dr. Gloria is here, and Nurse Jessica is actually going to give flu shots to all of us so that we can not call in sick, heretofore known as pulling in O'Mara.
I have a couple questions if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
I like the pulling in O'Mara bit.
And Jessica, you can start. Please start with Matt Bloom. See if you can find anything in his skinny arm wide enough that you can put a needle into.
If anybody needs a flu shot, it's him. Look at him.
He's a walking flu shot.
Dr. Gloria, what is the Community Immunity Initiative?
So basically, community immunity, which is also known as herd immunity, is a form of immunity that occurs when a significant portion of a population provides a measurable protection to individuals within the community who are not, haven't been immunized,
yeah,
can be immunized, or don't have, just haven't developed immunity.
Okay, let me ask a question, because I'm a dumb guy. I want to ask if I can dumb it down for my level.
True, I'm sure, words have never been spoken.
I'm sure Oscar understands, because he was from a family of doctors. But community immunity, so the more people that are immune to some sort of virus or strain of illness, the better it is for the community, because it's less likely to spread, right?
That's correct. So what happens, the whole idea behind community immunity is that you have critical mass of people,
right,
who are immunized, so that when a virus is introduced into that community, it has nowhere else to go.
Oh, so it can't grow.
It can't find susceptible hosts.
It just stops. That's perfect. So it makes so much sense. And is the number of people getting flu shots, is it growing every year? Is it more successful?
It is getting better. Obviously, several years ago, the CDC expanded the eligible criteria,
mm-hmm,
so that now everyone over the age of 6 months of age, it is recommended that they get.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So if
Michael William just under the wire this year.
If you're over 6 months, you can get the flu shot.
Yes.
Oh, that is wild.
Very much recommended. It's going to take everyone who can get a flu vaccine, who gets it, to develop and build community immunity. There's some people amongst us who cannot get the flu vaccine for a variety of reasons. Either they have severe allergic reactions to components of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. There are some people who, because of their immune status, even when they get their vaccine, there is waning immunity. And so they don't have the full protection throughout the entire course of the flu season, for example.
Interesting.
And for those people, they are relying on individuals who can get the vaccine to get it and develop that community immunity that protects the entire community.
You see, and I'm so selfish. I always thought the reason to get a flu shot is so I wouldn't get sick. But the reason is actually so nobody gets sick.
Yes.
Ultimately,
you don't want to be a host.
Tony, and I'm a horrible...
Well, not a radio host,
well,
those, but you know.
Well, you've heard the first 10 minutes of this show.
A flu vaccine.
Obviously, you know, Pony, this just host. In. He got his... You got your shot. How was it?
It hurt real bad.
Did it really hurt?
No.
Oh, you jerk.
He barely flinched.
You're nervous, man.
It is.
This is a big question. Can the flu cause the flu, or is that just...
Do you mean the flu vaccine?
Yeah, flu vaccine cause the flu?
No.
I've heard that.
That is a myth. What happens is, for the flu vaccine and basically any vaccine, when you get the vaccine, it takes a couple of weeks, takes 2 weeks for the immune system to kick in and for you to get the protective effect from that vaccine. What usually happens is because the incubation period, for example, for influenza is 1 day to 4 days.
Right.
If you were to get the vaccine today and someone exposes you to the virus.
Right.
Michael Mara.
Within the next day to 3 days, you're going to come down with illness and the vaccine isn't going to protect you because it needs 2 weeks.
Oh, I
see. To get the full benefits. That's why we always recommend that people get the flu vaccine immediately when it becomes available in the fall.
That makes sense.
That way, your immune system is primed. It's ready.
And you're covered.
That's right. You're covered.
Now, the reason
just like the undercoating on a car when you buy a new car.
Exactly.
I'm going to pay for the undercoating because I want to be covered in the winter.
You're scotch guarding your blood.
Thank
you. Is what you're doing. Now, I've got a curious question. You say that you cannot get the flu virus from the flu vaccine. Why is that? Because it is actually the virus going into your body, isn't it? Is it just such a weak strain? Or how is it unable to give you the...
Because it's inactivated. It's a killed vaccine. The shots that you're getting right now, the virus has been killed.
Oh, okay. So it's impossible.
That's correct.
Okay. Josh is about to get his shot, which is giving the play-by-play now.
All
right. I like that.
You say that some people are unable to get the flu shot. Are there other people where it is a key priority? Who should get the flu shot? Who are the top candidates for it? Who should be the first ones to get it in the fall? Because I know in the past when there have been vaccine shortages, they say certain people get like moved to the top of the line. Who's most important for
it? It actually is important for everyone.
Okay.
Because of community immunity. But certainly there are certain people who are, for example, immunocompromised.
Okay.
There are people who have underlying medical conditions,
mm-hmm,
that when they get the actual flu,
right,
they are at risk for complications, severe complications from the flu. And for those people, it's an absolute. But even if those people got it and they're living with household members who haven't been vaccinated.
Again, yes.
Again, those people can make them sick if, for example, their immune system should wane over time. The immunity should wane over time. So when it comes to flu vaccine, all of us, everyone over the age of 6 months of age should get it. You do it for yourself, you do it for your family, and you do it for your community.
Josh just got his flu shot.
Yeah, that was the fastest, easiest shot I've ever gotten, actually. No pain at all.
Well, I've seen him do a lot of shots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar, you're up next.
Way down easy.
Oh, here we go.
This will be exciting.
Wheezy from needles, but all right.
No, he'll be okay. As a matter of fact, he chose, you're taking it in your left arm because you just did push-ups before the
show.
Yeah,
I had to go do a couple reps before I got...
He's looking kind of ripped, yeah.
You know, I just like to mention also that what you all are getting today is a shot.
Yes.
But for people who have a fear of needles, there actually is a nasal spray.
Oh, really?
That is equally effective.
It is as effective.
It is as effective.
Because last year, my daughter got the nasal spray, and she did get a mild case of the flu, and she says, I did it because I was lazy and I got the nasal spray. So she's just out of her mind, and I'm not going to take advice from 12-year-olds anymore.
You know, a side effect which can occur with a nasal spray is like mild runny nose.
Sure.
Okay.
And people may interpret that to be the flu.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just a symptom.
No, it's funny you bring this up because so oftentimes, you know, people associate any sort of sickness with the flu. And mm-hmm. for a long time, they call it the cold and flu season. Are they separate issues? What are the symptoms of influenza?
So influenza is characterized by fever.
Okay.
Greater than 101 degrees and okay. a cough.
Okay.
Sore throat, muscle aches, just not feeling well, fatigue.
Achy.
The inability to host a radio show.
I've got it. I've had it for 20 years.
You know?
What about nausea and stomach distress?
That's right.
Often.
Some people have that as well. The distinction between the flu and, let's say, the common cold is that we've all had the cold before. We've all had influenza. You feel really sick with the flu.
Yeah, you do.
The symptoms
crippling.
Are more exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And the fever accompanies that, which you normally don't get with a common cold. So those are some of the distinguishing features.
And Dr. Gloria, every year there's a different vaccine, correct?
That's correct. There's a different vaccine because influenza viruses are constantly changing.
Right.
So the vaccine that's working this year is going to work against these viruses that are currently circulating. The viruses currently circulating are going to be slightly different next time around.
And is there some guesswork involved? Because if the virus is constantly changing, do you have to sort of guess where the virus is going to be in 3 months when the virus is being prepared? Or how do they scientifically prepare for that?
So they do this through what we call sentinel providers. So there's a lot of research that goes on in picking the flu, the strains that should go into the next flu vaccine.
Sure.
And you do that by tracking the different viruses that are currently circulating.
Yes.
Here now in the Northern Hemisphere, later on in the Southern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain providers throughout the world called sentinel providers. And the CDC, WHO, scientists throughout the world work with these individuals by collecting specimen from patients that they're seeing. And it's through that informed effort that a prediction is made as to how the next year's flu
There's science.
Very cool. And you just got your flu shot.
Yes. And no wooziness.
No wooziness.
Or wheeziness.
Okay? Hold on tight. And now
I'm good to go. Thank you so much.
I should have thought ahead, but I have to.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Undo my shirt.
Here we go.
So,
man,
this is a treat for all you ladies, I'm sure.
Hold on, ladies.
Boy, Nurse Jessica, so glad she came to work today. All right, ladies. Settle down. Settle down, Dr. Gloria. All right. Perhaps the most important question we can ask, where should people go for their flu vaccinations?
There's flu vaccine available throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Health departments have it. Pharmacies have it. And more important, you can go online to several sites, and when you type in your zip code, for mm-hmm. example,
you can just plug in your zip code. And I know one place you can start is fairfaxcounty.gov/flu.
That's correct. When you go to that website and you type in your zip code, it will provide you with the
very
nearest
cool.
place.
That's cool.
All it. Right. So please, now ready?
All right.
And that was just the inhaler. No, thank you, ladies. Once again, painless, virtually painless, fairfaxcounty.gov/flu. Thank you, Jessica.
You don't want to be a host.
No, and thank you, Dr.
Part.
Gloria Adu Ayinsu. Get your flu shot. Have a great winter, and thank you, Josh, for setting this up. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, we will be. Oh, I'm all sore from the flu.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
we are making rather a hasty decision.
Surely you don't question the doctor's ability.
No, not exactly. But running a sanitarium calls for a man with peculiar talents.
You don't have to look any further. I've got the most peculiar talents of any doctor you ever met.
Tell me, Dr. Hackenbush, just what was your medical background?
Medically?
Yes.
Well, at the age of 15, I got a job in a drugstore filling prescriptions.
Don't you have to be 21 to fill prescriptions?
Well, that's for grown-ups. I just filled them for children.
No, Doctor. I mean, where did you get your training as a physician?
Oh, well, to begin with, I took 4 years at Vassar.
Vassar? But that's a girls' college.
I found that out the third year. I'd have been there yet, but I went out for the swimming team.
The doctor seems reluctant to discuss his medical experiences.
Well, medically, my experiences have been most unexciting, except during the flu epidemic.
Ah, and what happened?
I got the flu.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
You know how easy it is to find a 70-year-old tape that references the flu? Not easy.
You found one, though.
Always nice to start with the Marx Brothers. Yeah. Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara resting comfortably, at least until I screamed. Downloaded worldwide over 21 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com. How you doing, Kelly? You got that flu shot yet over there at 102.9 WTNT? I think there's a lot of viruses in that building.
Ah, you know.
Wash your hands.
Go hunting.
And, of course, the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is the 18th day of November already, 2013, and we are brought to you by FanDuel.com. I'm surprised that Josh showed his face today.
Oh, you know what I love about FanDuel?
What's that?
When you don't have Josh Murphy running your team.
Yeah, things go well.
You can win a lot of money.
It is today, technically, the final day of Week 11 of the NFL season. How's your fantasy team holding up? Oscar doesn't know because he just gets texts.
I just threw money into this wonderful account. I'm hoping at the end of the season.
I think you're probably up a few bucks.
Yeah, that Josh is going to come and I'll be like, look, we made $300.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, big surprise.
And then you won't say, you can keep part of it.
No,
you won't say that. But in a season-long fantasy football league, sometimes by week 11, you're out because somebody's gotten sick, someone's gotten injured. One key injury can ruin your whole season. But with FanDuel, you reset your team each and every week because they have one-week fantasy football leagues. You can put your true fantasy football and basketball skills to the test. And by the way, while you're doing it, you can win real money. FanDuel is weekly because what happened last week doesn't matter. This week, you pick a brand new team every week. And during this week, FanDuel's largest one-week contest ever with a $1.2 million in cash prizes this week alone. Just go to FanDuel.com and click on the Super Qualifier link and sign up at FanDuel.com to play today. Remember, one-week fantasy football leagues for real money, immediate cash, weekly payouts with no waiting, no upfront fees, no season-long commitments. Play 1 week or every week and win, win, win. Mike O'Mara is all in to this FanDuel. I bet even with his bleary, fevered vision, even with his crippling nausea, he's been at FanDuel.com. And don't forget their new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money, Oscar.
Free money!
But you got to enter the code TMOS when you join. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Use the code TMOS and sign up today. That's TMOS. How's your arm?
My arm is pretty good.
You haven't had a flu shot in some
time. In like 4 years. Five years,
and
maybe.
You're a walking, talking host.
Yeah.
Wonder that we're all alive.
It's all about community immunity, people.
Well, very nice of them to come in and do
very
that.
Kind.
That was one of the greatest perks of working at the old station is that we got the flu shot brought to us every year. And thank you, Josh, for setting that up. I think that I would have done better to have that shot a week ago because
probably
of where I was yesterday.
What happened?
Have you ever heard of a business called E-Star Land?
No, I have not.
Okay, this is a big deal to my kids because what E-Star Land is a locally owned small business that buys and sells used video games.
Oh, well, I've heard of stores like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've heard of like GameStop,
yeah,
I'm
clearly
sure, but GameStop is the big deal.
So E-Star Land, is that a local establishment?
Yeah, and it's tucked back in a glorious little beautiful hamlet, Old Town Chantilly, Virginia, where it's all one-story warehouses. And I was driving back.
I'm very familiar with that.
Driving back in Chantilly, right at the intersections of Route 50 and Route 28, and I got kind of, I'll say, hornswoggled into going because Carrie had volunteered to take the kids there weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was not eager to go. It was Sunday. I didn't have anything to do.
So do you exclusively, you know, buy your kids used games?
No, no. We buy them new games.
Oh, okay.
But then they want to turn it into ka-ching,
oh, cash.
Money, money, money. Right. And Carrie had been to E-Star Land once before on a Tuesday afternoon in midsummer. And she says, you know what, Rob? It's not that bad. And it'll be a nice family outing. We should go.
But it's not quite the trek from your home, right?
Well, no. It's like 20 minutes,
it's
25
not that
minutes.
Bad.
But when you go through and you're going in really, it looks a little bit like iRobot. It is just such a bad, bad area because it's all warehouses. And like you look and you'll see something like honestly, some of the businesses we saw, the Virginia Cremation Society.
Ooh.
Yeah. I said, kids, we'll go there next.
It's like $9 a square foot.
Yeah. Very, very cheap, I'm hoping. And then there's a restaurant tucked back in there. And I was like, God, this is where I want to go to eat. Is it to a faceless warehouse?
They actually pay you to start your business there.
That's right. It's a startup. They can match up to $200.
A quick question when it comes to games.
Shoot.
I've sold games back to bigger stores in the past.
Okay.
And while I enjoy the business of selling old games.
Sure.
I always feel like you've spent $60 on this game. You're lucky if you get 10, depending on the title. Maybe it's 15.
It's really, no, you get
maybe $5.
You get raped harder than 15. So it's, go in there and they're doing, they've got a plan. Now, the reason Julia found this store is she wanted to buy a classic 64, the Nintendo 64.
Oh, really?
Because she likes those older games. A friend of hers had it, and I said, that's fantastic. Let's go do that. But the problem is that the N64 is now bounced where the value is coming back up.
Okay.
So they're a little more expensive. But
do you know where there's an N64?
Where?
Brand new.
Where?
Basically sitting.
Where?
And collecting dust.
Where?
A level up from where Mike is resting right now.
Really? In the attic?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes, because when I have to go to the attic, I have to move a lot of boxes.
You know what? Maybe Mike would take an offer.
Yeah, there
he
we go.
He might take an offer. So that's where Carrie and Julia went this summer.
Okay.
And I got roped into going because what both kids want for Christmas, and this is so great as a parent, is when they say, one of them says, Robert, who's younger and perhaps more in tune with the way Christmas was when we were kids, mm-hmm. Robert says, maybe Santa Claus will bring us this gift.
Oh,
and then Julia
really
says, I don't think Santa will because Julia's just playing, you know, the company line. Nothing has been discussed yet, but, you know, she's realizing that, you know, you got to sort of play. But he says, but Santa is really rich. I said, really?
He still believes in Santa this year?
Robert does, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so do I. I count on it. But Julia, although we've had no discussions, Julia has she just, you can tell with the way she handles herself.
Well, she's maneuvering
and
she's actually setting kind of a psychological plan together.
But she's not also going to reveal any truths to her brother.
No.
What she says to him is, you know, in the past Santa hasn't brought us everything we've wanted.
Oh, just a couple TVs in our bedrooms.
Yeah, and I look at Carrie.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, that's when I stop the car and say, walk home.
No, this is even before we left.
Time.
This was. I look over at Carrie at this point, and she looks like Roger Rabbit has just had his first sip of whiskey. She's got steam coming out of her ears, and her head is spinning.
Yes.
And I said, I very carefully said, you know, Santa's done very well by you guys in the past.
Yeah.
I said, Julia, you know, that computer you're on, that's from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Santa still's got a few payments left on that computer. But she was playing the negative card, and Robert was being optimistic. But what they both want are the Nintendo 3D DS XLs.
Ooh, look at this.
And I'm told they're the...
Fancy. Are they, what, $300 a piece?
I think they're like $199. And they are the creme de la cream of handheld games right now. And I said, but guys, there are so many great games you can play on your iPhones, like Compulsive.
Yeah.
Apparently they want something.
And Connect for Fun.
What they want is things that involve Zelda and things that involve...
I didn't know that was still popular.
Yeah, the Mario Kart.
Yeah, I thought it was still popular in Japan. I didn't know that American kids still like these.
That's what they want. That's what they want. So I said, well, what are you going to do to raise money? And our thought was...
Car wash?
Even lemonade stand? I said, even... And I said this to Carrie. I said, even if Santa comes through with the DSs,
mm-hmm.
if they can build up some credit at E-Star Land, they can use it to buy games.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I said, so let's go there today and sell what you want to sell, but don't necessarily be dead set on buying a gaming system. Let's just build up some credit.
What's on the chopping block? What are they giving away?
They're selling their Wii.
Their Wii!
Yeah, the Wii is very,
very... Oh, that is a big step.
That's very, very two Christmases ago,
jeez.
I'm afraid. Yeah, so the Wii was going. The platform that you step on the Wii.
Oh, the workout one?
The workout Wii thing is going. The chargers for the...
Oh, it looks like Santa's been very good to them in the past.
Yeah, Santa...
Oh, my God. If my kid said that and she had all that, I would... Oh, I don't even... You know what? I'm going to beat my kid.
Yeah, I...
And then I'm going to go to jail.
Best you don't have children.
Probably not.
And then stacks of games that they don't play anymore, like wrestling, Xbox games going back.
Just a bunch of games that they're going back.
Stacks of games.
So games, and the big dog is the Wii.
Yep, so we get to East Star Land, and I posted this on Facebook yesterday. It was a weird feeling. Never have I gone into a functioning business, and my initial thought is, I think I'm the best looking guy here.
I saw that post. And I know what I was referring to.
Because really, they all, you can spot a gamer, and bless you guys. I love your culture. I love that you can entertain yourselves and stay in your basement untouched by light for years and years. But there was just so much gamer in there.
You're
and the entire
with a broad brush.
I am. And but Carrie backed me up. She did. She said, you know what? And she says, it is rare. You are the best looking guy here. I said, thanks, honey. The entire store smelled like an unbrushed mouth.
Well, because you're in a used game store.
Well, yeah, it wasn't.
In the middle of a warehouse district.
It wasn't
what
the
did
games
you expect to find?
It wasn't the games that smelled. It was the clientele.
What was going on?
Well, there was the main store that had every Xbox, Xbox 360, Nintendo game stacked up. I mean, going back to the Atari 2600.
Okay.
Game cartridges, classic games lining the wall. But then there was the mysterious back room. And
ooh,
I said,
like where they have the adult games?
That's what I thought. I said, what's going on in the back room? And
got,
the guy said,
got the Western Saloon doors.
He said, it's Game Exchange Sunday. And there's a... the vendors are back there. No, but the guy, there was two types of people that worked there. There was a guy who talked like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy we got who had the dreadlocks tucked up in the crocheted hat. And he's first thing he said to the kids, heartbreaker. He says, do you have an account here?
And oh.
I said, and then they said, yes, we have an account here. And he says, we're overstocked on Wii's. We don't want that. And then my kid's face just, yeah. Loser sting for them. But they did buy the games. I said, and what's going on in the back room? He said, the vendors. And I went back there, and there are, they all look like the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yep.
And they all have tables, and they're all selling games. And here's the thing that blew my mind, game-related arts and crafts.
Yeah, but this is what I don't understand. By vendors, that means that they're selling goods. Arts and crafts seems like a craft fair.
Well, they were vending their crafts.
Do you my goodness.
Have you ever seen the kind of like art kits that you get at like, I don't know, like Michael's, and they're essentially like little round plastic pieces of circular plastic that they glue together and make almost like a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. A guy had just a table of those that were all full of like Nintendo characters.
Like Mega Man.
Yeah. And Robert said, what's that? Don't touch that. You'll mess it up. So they were really
Mario.
The if I was worried,
Wario.
Yeah, exactly.
Luigi.
Who's Sonic the Hedge Hunter?
Oh my God! How do we do a show together?
What's his name?
Please send all hate mail to Rob Spiewak's Facebook page.
So
it's Robert. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, he's not a hedge hunter then. No. Oh. But anyway, so there's all these vendors.
Finance. Going.
Then the auction began in the back room where they were actually selling pieces of comic book memorabilia, and they kept saying things like, this is really great. This one is really made of metal.
Well, they're clearly informed.
So we got there, and after only 2 hours, they were able to assess the value of all the games. The kids got like $130 in credit for what I honestly estimate to be about $900 in games. And it's just
they boned you sideways.
They did. It's a heartbreaker.
Why did you tell the kids, hey, maybe we've go to this place called eBay?
Well, because you know what? I'm trying to have them learn the value of what they have. And also, there was one lesson. There was one lesson takeaway. You get less money if the game doesn't have the manual or the box. I said, see? I've always told you to take care of your things. And so there's that.
Like, did they just have the disc?
Sometimes there was just a disc.
Oh, my God.
In the paper envelope.
That
I know.
That is sacrilege.
I know. But these are
how
kids.
How do you not keep the box?
They're kids. They're
oh
kids.
Oh, my God.
I did
you
ask
know
Robert.
What my father would have done?
I know.
When he would see a loose disc.
Oh, I yelled.
There would be hell to pay.
I tried that
well, Scott,
for years.
What is this? Is this Altered Beast? Where's the box?
Is this WWE 2011?
Where's the Contra box? Head to the chopper.
We finally get through all of this. They get their money, and they're learning the value of a dollar, I suppose. And
yeah,
we get out of there.
It
takes about 2 hours. Finally, the dreadlock guy gives us this flimsy printout piece of paper that says they've got their credit. And I looked, and we've been there for 2 hours. And Carrie said to me, she said, you know, you're really being a good dad and a good husband today, and I just want to say thank. And before she got to the why and thank you, I said to her, Carrie, we're never coming back here again. Ever, ever, ever. It was a frightening experience.
Well, it's real commerce right there.
That was at the very base of commerce.
We should have handed out cards at the end of this show. Maybe not after this episode.
I thought of putting one up on the bulletin board. They had one item I liked. They had a Star Wars keychain. $12.
Once again, you love so hard, Rob Spiewak.
Never again. Never again. All right, when we come back, we'll find out about your weekend.
Oh, please.
Your cholesterol-fueled weekend. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're back after this. Running the game. James West, Taming the West. So remember the name. Now who you want to call? So peeved that Mike isn't here. I'm playing Wild Wild West just for him.
He likes the song.
He does Wiki Wiki Wild Wild. Hey, you know what, Oscar?
Yes.
Right now you can incorporate your business or form an LLC at LegalZoom.com for just $99. LegalZoom is the best.
Woo!
Their online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. It couldn't be any easier. LegalZoom provides self-help services at your specific direction and connects you to an attorney. But here's the deal. They're not a law firm, so that means it saves you a pile of money. They know what they're doing, and they can get it done. Get an extra discount. Well, oh, you've heard this before. When you enter TMOS in the referral box at checkout, don't wait on the sidelines while others are taking charge of their futures. Now is the best time to get in the game and launch your business. Don't put this off. For incorporation, trademarks, patents, and more, best is the process for putting your will together.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any easier.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, and you are covered for the rest of your life. Just go to LegalZoom.com right now. Discount code TMOS. That's LegalZoom.com. Discount code TMOS.
Quick sidebar.
Please.
LegalZoom. So
yeah.
When I put that together.
Yeah.
And again, Will isn't necessarily something that you just want to go and do, that you have on your list, but it's on your to-do list.
Yeah.
And because they make it so easy, you should definitely do it. And if your boy Schmosker Fantana has a will,
yes,
you probably want to as well.
Can you leave me all of your Sonic the Hedgehunter games?
No. And if you ever call it that again, we shall not work together anymore.
You see, that was the problem at this place, is even their classic video games that line the wall, just the stuff for direct, like,
yes,
decoration. I said to the kids, I said, the last time I was into video games, that was too new for me to buy. I was so out of my element.
Just quickly with the will.
Yes.
I left my car to little Luca if something happens to me, right?
Yes.
And as I was
He's going to poison you.
As I was telling telling my girlfriend this, I said, you know, I was like, it might be nice if something tragic unfortunately happens to me. At least I know that he'll love having it.
Right.
And she looked at me and she said, he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, they made it really easy. And I said, if he can't have it, it goes to my brother-in-law.
Right.
And then she goes, he's 8 years old. And I said, you don't even like driving that thing. And then I sat there and I said, you know what? If I do kick the bucket, I want him to have it now.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Meanwhile, fast forward up to Pittsburgh, he's spooning ricin into applesauce. When is Oscar going to get here? And I need to learn how to run a manual transmission.
That's how detailed you can get if you use LegalZoom. And it's, again, didn't take me any more than 15 minutes, so check it out. It's worth your time.
Very specific. You know what else you can do that I loved is that you can actually put specific directions for your funeral.
Yes.
And my wife said that I could scatter her wherever I wanted to. I said, thank you, honey. I don't care. But you were in the car this weekend.
Yes.
Luca does not have the car yet. Thank goodness, Oscar, you're not using your Google Glass to take pictures when you drive.
No, I'm not. I actually am. Thank you.
No. I know your car appeared to be in the park gear every time I saw those photos.
I was driving and taking pictures, but I'm doing it with my voice, hands-free. Quickly, Josh, you're in here. What's up?
Oh, I was just coming to hang out.
He's paneling.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awkward. All right.
Sorry.
Moving on.
I thought really you would know better than to ignore him.
Well, because he had his hand up, and I said, well, maybe something important's happening. Maybe the doctor's out back. Maybe they gave us the wrong vaccine.
He's very excited.
Maybe I'm going to pass out.
He's very excited to be here.
So I need to know that. Okay.
No.
Back to the weekend.
I saw a lot of pictures of you at, of all places, a snack food company.
I drove to Hanover, Pennsylvania on Friday evening.
Everybody does.
Who doesn't? And as you know, Michael Holstein from Quench Productions. If you don't know Michael, you should. He is a film producer, a lawyer, and a restaurateur.
A restaurateur. He's, yes. And you know what? He doesn't run a failing restaurant.
No, he does
so
not.
So I'm not going to run the tape.
No, you can't run the tape.
You can't.
So one of his productions is The Regulars, which we've all worked on, and you can find on michaelmarishow.com. And
you click the tab, mark The Regulars.
For the last couple of years, we've been working on that production. And about a year ago, he wanted to take the concept that, and you're familiar with this because you've actually won at this, Rob.
Yes.
Snacks of the Round Table to the next level. And he wanted to actually film a pilot for that as well.
Right.
So for about a year.
Because he needs more things to do.
Yeah, and so do I. And for about a year, we've been going back and forth of how we could get to a quote-unquote factory to do a tour of how they make certain chips or snacks.
Right.
And so it's just a portion of what Snacks of the Roundtable will be. We finally got the schedules together, and on Friday night, we went to Hanover, Pennsylvania, Chad, myself, and Michael and his crew, and Saturday morning, we did a tour of the Utz Potato Chip Factory.
I am so glad you didn't do the tour on Friday night, because there's something seedy about a potato chip factory on a Friday night. It's like an abandoned amusement park. Now, for those of you who have not listened to the Big O and Duke show, and if you haven't, shame on you, they have a cornerstone bit called Snacks of the Roundtable, where they, all the regulars on their show and guests, bring in a snack, a new snack, present it to the class, yeah, essentially.
We rate and rank them.
Rate and rank them, and if you bring in the best snack, you win.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating, I was a semi-regular back
in
the day.
Yeah, and you took the, I think you brought one of the best snacks in our rendition in the D.C. area.
Just a quick sidelight, I was the first person in the D.C. area to secure a Batter Blaster waffle mix.
which
actually,
is.
It's like a whipped cream dispenser full of ready-to-go waffle batter. And I brought in a waffle iron and made fresh waffles. It was a hard-fought victory.
Blew our mind.
It was
because
fantastic.
No one had put that much effort into it. One, and then, no, by effort, I mean, you would go to the chip aisle and find.
Yeah, you'd walk the aisle and hope there was something new.
Yeah, but Rob took it to, like, the third dimension where he was like, well, a snack could be a waffle, and the fact that you're making the waffle with what looks to be a whipped cream can, it's even more. You could probably just eat that mix.
It's technology being used for good. For once, they're using technology.
It's like
for
Hell's
good.
Kitchen.
Right.
And you walked in and said, this is how it's done.
When I pulled out an extension cord, your partner stood, mouth agape. He said, what awaits us? But anyway, so you and your band
Chad,
of merry men are up, and you actually make a day of it, and you go up Friday night. Do you get a hotel room, all of you in one
room?
Yes,
only the best for, not all alone. We got our own room. Not so bad, the Super 8 in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Well, you have to earn that super rating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I also liked is when I went to the front desk, the guy who was cleaning up the actual hotel and then folding the sheets was also the front desk guy, which was interesting.
He's multitasking.
Yeah, I said, wow, guy's really a go-getter.
Did you get the impression that the person who'd been there before you also had the batter blaster?
Yes. I also liked the impression that when I unfolded a towel, there was this huge hair, just like two hairs just sitting in there. But as usual, I was running late, and I said, I'm sure this lady's healthy. I'm just going to dry off with this thing.
Yeah, well, the hair itself was super absorbent.
But the shoot itself, and, you know.
So I didn't know you were filming. I didn't know you were actually filming in the factory.
We filmed the factory, and, you know, I won't bore you with all the details, but it was a great day. And what's really cool is when you go to a place like Hanover, Pennsylvania, which is roughly an hour and 50 minutes, maybe 2 hours north of where we are.
Is it near the steakhouse? Is it near Harrisburg?
You know what? I couldn't tell you because Google Glass didn't tell me where it was, how close I was to anywhere else.
You should have asked. Google
should have
Glass.
Asked.
You should have asked.
And I said to myself, well, I'm not going to be the guy at the end of this tour that takes all the product home with them until they said the magic words, because they laid out a spread. And when you see it, I think you'll see what I'm talking about here. They have a room where they have every snack they've ever made. And they have it laid out for when vendors and people travel in for stores like Costco or Sam's.
Sure, sure.
And so they want to show how the end caps or how the layout in stores.
Yeah.
And they had a room aside where they had different snacks that we might want to taste. And some snacks that they haven't even brought to market yet.
Oh, my God.
And when we were done.
Is this when Chad passed out?
No, I mean, look, we were all happy.
But Chad is a snack guy.
But he is a connoisseur. I mean, he is a connoisseur. And it's always, and I forget how great Chad is at this, because when you walk by something, there's like five or six things that I was like, oh, I've never seen that before. Oh, I've never seen that before. And he could tell you everything about that snack right away.
Well, he researches it. I mean, there's stuff before it hits the market.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's already blogged about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they gave us these cartoon-sized boxes, like moving boxes.
Right.
And they said, put whatever you want in there from this store.
You're kidding.
And there was like a 2 second, and this is what the beautiful part of any type of, and when you're in radio, this happens maybe once in a blue moon.
What's that?
You get free stuff.
Yeah, well, free stuff, that's one of the main reasons to get into
but
the business.
But it's usually t-shirts.
Yeah.
And how many radio t-shirts do you have?
Oh, I've got them all.
Like hundreds, right?
And none of them fit.
None of them fit anymore, and they're faded. a chip, a snack, when you have... I took roughly 13 bags of chips. a lot of cheesy poofs. And I said, well... This isn't gluttonous.
No, you're fine. Hold on one second. We'll get the rest of it in a moment. Back with the second part of the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Get you a radio t-shirt that says this isn't gluttonous. I think that's good station tagline. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by AC Lens. AC Lens is the best because they take pride in what they do. They take pride in their easy-to-use website, their great prices. They are the one-stop shop for all your optical needs, not just for you, but for the whole family, with free shipping, fast delivery, and the best customer service you can imagine. As a matter of fact, they have won awards with their customer service.
They have
every contact lens available in the United States, and they all come with their 365-day guarantee. And you know what? With the change of seasons, it's a great time to think about changing your look. They've got every brand of sunglass and eyeglass you can imagine. Not just the classics like Ray-Ban, but up-and-comers too. Browse their website, and everything you see, you can get for 20% off if you remember the code TMOS20. It's style you can afford and quality you can see. And remember, all you got to do is go to aclens.com, click on the microphone, and enter the promo code TMOS20. That's TMOS20. Some exemptions apply. See site for details. AC Lens, making Carrie Spiewak see clearly for over 2 months.
Hell yeah.
I love it. So you got 13 bags of chips.
If not more.
Wow.
Well, I realize
at any point,
this is what's great. And those people that couldn't have been nicer. They're like, the holidays are coming up. I'm sure you guys have people coming over, families.
Yes. Well, we have, you
and
know.
And I said, yes, my three kids.
Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah, they love this.
And of course, Oscar's legendary cheese poof party.
Yeah. I said, look, these cheese balls. Oh, we got, I love these. It couldn't have been nicer. And, you know, it was
the Utz Snyder Company, right?
Yeah. No, it's just Utz.
Just Utz.
Just
okay.
Utz.
Okay,
Utz.
So Utz.
But Snyder's up there as well.
Snyder's
but
in Hanover, yeah.
But Utz is up there. And what I'll say about this is, and we'll go, this should be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. I'm big on Dukes. We'll go into further detail.
Right.
It's always, as far as the production's concerned, and you saw this when we filmed the regulars. In radio, everything is so immediate.
It happens.
In TV, it is really, you do 4 or 5 takes, you try to get the best shot you can, but there is no perfect, oh my goodness, we just killed it type of feeling.
Right.
You know?
Because
you don't know what it looks like.
Even if you did kill it, he wants 4 more.
Yes.
And that's just, it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
When we do the Mike O'Mara Show, we hit record, mm-hmm. we do it. And 80 minutes later, we hit stop. And that's pretty much what you get. And I think it's apparent.
There's no immediate satisfaction.
Right. But yeah, because when you're doing a TV project, you'll be sometimes a month, 3 months, 6 months till you see it. You won't even remember what you did.
Yes.
And so what? How did you feel coming away from this?
I felt the same way I felt about every project. Confused. I felt good because I've...
Confused with very high blood sugar.
Yeah. As one bag was... One arm was elbow deep in chips, and I'm driving, trying to figure out where I am.
You mean you didn't even get home before you opened the product?
Oh, I need something to some sustenance to get me home.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, fuel, if you will.
Yes, I will. You got orange face from jamming.
I said,
this will
come off the steering wheel. And what I loved is, one, I got to work with a good friend of mine and a colleague for years now, Chad. So it was easy.
Yeah,
we're very
of course.
Familiar with each other. So that was fun. And I had just touring a chip factory in general is. If cameras weren't there, it was interesting and fun. So I hope that comes off. But again, we'll go into further detail on tomorrow's Big O and Dukes.
Look forward to it.
That aside, my job never ends as far as making sure that Mike O'Mara is a happy man. We
yes.
want happy Mike, not
or sick Mike, which is blah.
So I get a text from our friend in Las Vegas.
Right.
So not Ron.
Oh, another friend,
our friend Tim, and he says, I sent a private message to Mr. Mike O'Mara. I'm not sure if he got it because I know that he has some Facebook issues.
And also the fact that Mike actually left his computer in the studio.
Yes.
He wanted really to tune out in Las Vegas this weekend.
And he tuned out his immune system. Tim writes me and I said, what's up? And he says, well, I've just been able to acquire 2 tickets to tonight's show. This is Saturday night.
Okay. Wow. Saturday night in Vegas is any show is a gift.
Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Big show.
Signature show in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I would be my pleasure to hook him up. I didn't want to contact him directly through his number, but maybe you could pass along the message.
That's very nice of you, and very nice of him.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. That was really, really cool. So I'm driving back from Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
My hands are covered in cheese dust.
I believe the word that they used, there's a thing called sniglets, which was not necessarily the news.
Hey, man, this is a family
show. Easy. People remember this. Rich Hall, there were words for things that didn't have a word.
And I think there were words for things in the past we don't use now anymore.
No, you see, there are people that are going to back me up on this. S-N-I-G-L-E-T-S, sniglets. It was a big deal. And he called it Cheetle.
Okay.
Cheetle is, and this was before Don Cheadle, this was the orange crap that you get on your hands when you eat those snacks. So you were littered. You were lousy with Cheadle.
Yeah, I'm
just covered.
Cheadle.
Yes.
And I said, Don Cheadle, I need to get in touch with Mike O'Mara.
Right.
How am I going to do this?
Google Glass. How do I get my hands
free? Thank God
clean?
For Google Glass. Hands free. I figure out a way to call Mike. I get no answer. I call Mike again. I get no answer. And I'm like, well, clearly he's maybe following the rules of the casino. No phones at the table. Blah,
what
blah,
time?
Blah.
What time is this on Saturday that you're making
it
the call?
It is 2:30, which would make
so like noon in Vegas.
Noon in Vegas.
Right.
So
he had himself a night.
An hour passes. It's now 3:30.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to call again. And then I realized I had Carla O'Mara's number. So I said, look, I don't want him to. I'm sure she would love to see Faith Hill. Why not?
It's a great show.
So I call Carla O'Mara and I say, look, these are some hot tickets. This gentleman, Tim, he's a friend of ours. He couldn't have been kinder. He wants to hook you up. And she says, well, Mike is sleeping.
Yes.
Let me see what I can do. I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Mike is winded from repeated opening of his wallet.
Yeah. He went down to the spa / gym and then worked out and wanted to take a nap. So I said, okay. I get a call back. I'd write Tim. I said, look, I'm going to try to figure this out.
Right.
I'm going to try to connect you and Carla if that's okay with Carla. Carla said, it's okay.
Cool.
And they're good. I am trying to help out my friend Mike O'Mara.
You are. You know what you are? You are the person that you are the liaison.
Yes.
Good.
A consigliere.
Yes.
Getting
exactly.
things done.
You're Tom Hagen.
Right?
Right.
And I get a call back in an hour. And I get, and this is when you know. And I imagine a lot of 911 operators have dealt with this type of call.
Right.
Because it's not, hey, Mike is sleeping. It's, hey, Mike is sleeping. I said, is everything okay?
Do you get the impression she's huddled in the bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom. Is everything okay, Carla? Yeah, why? What is your location? No.
What is the nature of your incident?
Yeah, what's your emergency? And I said, because it sounds like you're hiding.
Yes.
And last time you called me was like a nice sweet whisper, right?
Exactly.
And she's,
Carla, we just got another call. The tickets are inside the house.
Jesus. So, free tickets. No, I said, Carla, I need to let Tim know sometime soon because, I don't know what he's doing with these tickets. And when you get a hookup, you got to act fast.
You got to act fast.
You got to act fast.
If nothing else, out of courtesy.
Out of courtesy to Tim. Because Tim wasn't, he wasn't on my ass about it.
Right.
He was just, just let me know.
Exactly.
So she said, I just tried waking up Mike. And I heard a roar.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, one more. So what I'm guessing is that if they got in there late Friday, no, they went in Thursday, right?
Yes.
So they did all day Friday. I'm guessing Mike went way late on Friday.
Oh, let's spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
This is what I get. Has Mike been up for 10 hours? Has Mike been up for 12 hours? Oh, it's landing on 24 hours!
24-hour day, and he finally gave the... But you know what? We don't know, since I spoke to him only about medical issues today, and you've not spoken to him at all, we don't know if he's up, down, or flat.
Oh, no. When I talked to her, everything was okay.
Okay.
What's great about Mike is that he can only go for 24 hours.
That's true.
And then his body.
That's true. His body ceases. It's kind of like the Tesla. You can plug the Tesla in and it's going to run great until it's out of electricity and then he's done. Then there'll be no show.
So she said, can you please thank that gentleman? And she remembered his name. She said, can you tell Tim, we're so sorry, but thank you for thinking about us. She goes,
legitimately, when I tried to wake him and tell him, he got upset. Oh,
wow. Now, when you were speaking to Carla, did you call her with Google Glass or did you call her with your new cartoon phone?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
No, this is a treat for the Ustream.
Oh, yeah, quick sidebar.
I really thought you had this was the new iPad that you pulled out.
Yeah, back to this. Seamless segue, Rob. Appreciate
not bad.
That. So, basically, Google Glass is made by the Google company, as you can tell.
Hold it.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Breaking news.
Yes.
And they have their own phones. A lot of people don't know that Android is owned by Google.
Okay.
And a lot of people, I mean, my girlfriend didn't, because she said, why don't you just go buy a Google phone? I said, an Android, baby, is a Google phone.
Do you know your hands look especially tiny holding that new phone?
I look like an elf.
You really, you do. You look like Luca with an iPad.
So I said to myself, if I really want to unlock the power of this glass.
Sure. Fly, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to make the bold switch, and I watched a couple hour tutorials on why glass is better with Android right now.
Yes.
And I said, well,
made by the Google sales staff.
I'm an Apple guy. I'm going to go ahead and make the switch.
Right.
So I went to Verizon.
Yes.
And they were very kind. They said, this is the latest and greatest, baby. And I said, well, I'm the latest and greatest type of guy. I'm going to do this.
Yes,
right?
You are.
I'm going to get into this.
LNG Oscar Santana, the latest and greatest.
And I picked up what was the most obnoxious, largest phone available on the market. It's called the Note 3.
Now, remember, lift with your knees. Okay.
Yes.
This is huge.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Your grizzly hands look small on there.
I mean, really, Oscar. There's no way.
It's obnoxious.
This is a jerk face phone.
Right.
You can't have this phone.
And I'm a jerk face.
No.
But not this much.
Now, well, we don't need to underscore it.
When Pony saw it, he said, one, he was blown away. Programming note, new tech 411 tonight, give you a full review. Pony said, is that the Note 3? He got excited.
Oh, yeah.
He might have gotten excited in the wrong way, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
Physically. There's no wrong way.
What's your story? What do you know about this phone that I don't know?
Tell us about it.
They're beautiful. It's a gigantic phablet, as they're called. And it's just
phablet.
A phone tablet.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know that's what the FA stood for. Kidding. I'm kidding. Let's move on.
Pony's not really a hate monger. Just move on.
Yes, I mean, that's the gist of it. It's a huge phone, and it's beautiful.
Okay, but how's the speed on it, Oscar? Obviously, we're not going to get much from him because he's not playing with it.
The speed is great. The phone is good.
How is it to use? Carrie had an Android device for 6 months, and neither of us could figure it out.
It's easy. It's easy to use simply because the new iOS on 7 on the iPhone, basically your operating system on the iPhone,
right,
is a little similar. But I'll say this. I'm 2 days into this.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to return this and get just the smaller version of this.
Right.
This is just
the one that's
big.
Only as big as a 4x6 card?
It's just too big.
It is.
I never heard that before. And then I said to myself, is this better than my iPhone or is it just me? It's not a better phone.
It's so different, though.
Yes.
How do you compare them?
Because I compare them in the quality of the phone itself.
Now, is it weird because I know when the iPhone...
This phone can do a lot more things than an iPhone can.
Yeah, it could prop up a building because it's so big.
It can do, in my eyes, and this is the shocker, it can do too much. You
really
don't really need everything they're giving to you in this type of phone.
Now, is it weird because on the iPhone, you navigate using your finger. On that, what do you use? Your fist?
No.
Because it's so big.
You can use your finger.
Yeah.
And this is how big the phone is. They actually let you make the screen smaller, so it's easier to use with one hand.
Seriously.
It's got a stylus.
Okay, now you're a jerk.
It's got a stylus.
See, that's no
that
good.
That comes out.
You're playing, you know, you've turned your phone into a Nintendo DS. You're playing with a stylus now.
Yeah, and the last time
that's a tremendous step backwards.
No, it's a step forward because you can do amazing things with the stylus. Now, will I use those? No.
You're going to lose the stylus.
If you walk away with the stylus, the phone beeps.
Really?
Without the stylus, the phone beeps. It lets you know.
You're still going to lose it.
I'm
probably
going to
keep beeping.
But I know this. Yes. When I took this phone into my hand and put it up to my head,
yes.
if you are ever trying to escape the law, or maybe you've robbed a bank, don't worry about hiding behind a bush. Just pick up this phone.
You look like Maxwell Smart with the shoe phone.
Yeah, and nobody's going to find you.
God, that's big. It is a beautiful display.
Yeah, but no, the iPhone 5 and iPhone 5S, and this is not the Apple fanboy in me. I wanted this device to be better. They are still better devices. The craftsmanship's better. It feels like a richer device. It's snappier. This device while fast, it's not as fast as the iPhone.
So what happens with your iPhone? Do you give that to Luca with the car?
No, I gave it to my wonderful girlfriend. She's upgraded from a 4S to a 5.
Did she remember to say thank you?
She did say thank you.
I think that's good.
She did say thank you, and then I said, look, if
this... What's she going to say when you ask for it back?
I said, if this cartoon-sized billboard doesn't work out, I'm going to have to get that back.
Yeah.
Just so you know, this may be like a good 48-hour loan.
Meanwhile, how fast did she run for the upgrade?
Oh, she cleared the phone.
Of course.
She
cleared
the phone.
Oh,
I said, no. You don't clear a phone without backing up. Oh. Now, ladies out there, if you're out there, this might be this is a woman's phone, the Note 3.
Well, you set it to vibrate.
No.
I don't.
It's simply a woman's phone because how many times have you seen, and maybe this is being sexist.
No.
But
not on this show.
Have you ever... Like women, at least my girl, loves to write things down.
Yes.
Like write things down. I like to type things in.
Yeah, like
right?
I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah. Or we're breaking up. Or dear Oscar, it's been real.
I blanked your phone and I'm keeping it.
You can write anything down on the screen.
Uh-huh.
Like if I wrote your phone, your name and phone number.
With the stylus. Yes.
And then it'll go right into the contacts as a digital, like it'll go digitally.
It recognizes your handwriting.
It'll recognize it.
Now, is it as good at recognizing handwriting as Siri is at recognizing voice?
Better.
Is it really?
That's what's shocking. It's
okay,
better.
That's pretty cool.
But overall as a phone, if you're an iPhone guy and you don't need to switch, I would stay with the 5S if you've got it. While this offers a lot more real estate as a screen,
yes,
it is cumbersome.
What about the unlocking the possibilities of the double G, Google Glass?
The Google Glass is a 10 with Android. Because
cool.
You know what it lets you do?
What?
It lets you...
Give your phone to your girlfriend so she can blank it?
No. She didn't. She just wiped it.
Yeah.
No, this actually lets you mirror what you're watching. So if you have my screen now,
yes,
and then I go and disable a bomb,
yes,
you can see what I see through the glasses.
Great. That'll be the last thing I see, because if you disable a bomb, we're all going to die.
It's the red wire.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
I'm
so sure. That was my week.
Okay, and after the show, Pony and I will help you carry your phone to the car.
Please.
All right.
Excellent.
I want to comment on this briefly because so many people got it to me on Facebook, and I'll have to be brief because I might get emotional with this one.
Oh, is this sad?
This is not sad. This is so happy that I might get emotional.
Okay.
Is that have you heard about this the Make-A-Wish Bat Kid that they did in San Francisco over the weekend?
I heard
it was actually
something
Friday.
About San Francisco.
Now, Make-A-Wish is, I'm sure everyone has heard of it. You probably don't know enough about it. It is the foundation, charity foundation, that makes a wish come true to any child that has a life-threatening disease. Now, what I didn't know when they contacted us when Robert had his leukemia, it's not just for kids who lose the battle. It's any kid who fights the battle.
It's a great outfit when they go out of their way to actually spend money and create people's dreams.
It's amazing. And the most common Make-A-Wish fantasy is the Disney trip. And that's what Robert chose. We did Disney with the Star Wars theme. It was unreal.
Oh, wow.
He got to have a lightsaber battle with Darth Vader. It was incredible. But this one really hit close to home because next to Star Wars, Robert's favorite thing was Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And what Make-A-Wish arranged to do, and they've done things like this before, but it's never gotten this kind of size. The city of San Francisco was, quote unquote, turned into Gotham City for a day. And this young kid, Miles Scott, is a 5-year-old Northern California boy who is in remission from leukemia, which means he was probably diagnosed at the age of 1 or 1.5. And he got to put on a Batman outfit, ride around with a professional Batman impersonator.
Oh, wow.
In a Batmobile, they saved a woman from a train tracks, well, actually a cable car tracks. He rescued the San Francisco Giants mascot from the Penguin. He fought the Riddler. He fought the Joker, and he got the key to the city. But here's the thing. For some reason, the city of San Francisco began to hear about this thing that was happening, and every place he went, there were thousands of people cheering him on.
Oh, that is amazing.
He got the key to the city and the cheers of 7,000 people. And this is a kid that has battled and fought leukemia, which is what my son did. And this was his dream, and this is just such an amazing thing, and it's an amazing outfit. And a lot of people ask me, they say, Rob, is this cool that they're giving this one kid this much attention? How does it make the other kids feel? And I gave it some thought, and here is my answer to that question for everyone who messaged me on Facebook. I think it's awesome because it causes more people to be aware of what Make-A-Wish does.
Yeah.
And they are so good at flying under the radar sometimes because I think they just want the kids to get what they want.
It's about them.
Because it is
about
the kids.
Yeah.
And I've said this before. The second most the second most frequent granter of Make-A-Wish wishes is John Cena. But you wouldn't know it because he doesn't ever talk about it.
Wow.
And the WWE will treat kids like, I've seen documentaries and behind the scenes stuff. They treat them like kings and queens.
That's awesome.
And the fact that my son went through all this stuff before he was six, and I'm seeing it played out again in front of me. If you ever have an extra buck and you want to support a worthwhile charity, God knows there's a million of them. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now that people need your money. But never doubt the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because they're fantastic. And if you really want to feel your eyes leak, Google the story of Bat Kid.
I'm watching
and watch
it right now
it's
on
amazing.
YouTube. And this little kid, I mean, he looks so happy.
It really, it's the kind of thing that will restore your faith in humanity. And three cheers to everyone in San Francisco that came out and showed this kid and the world the kind of support that a kid that goes through that struggle can have.
That is so nice.
Even from people you don't know. So let's hear it for Bat Kid. That's pretty amazing stuff. And as a guy who benefited
nice
from Make-A-Wish.
That. People don't mention the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
They are great, and they fly under the radar, so remember them. Stick around, folks. We're coming back with the world's most hastily prepared entertainment news. I think you'll enjoy it. It's coming here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Back and better than ever, Oscar's entertainment page, Oscar Rotzi, a courtesy of Queen's University of Charlotte. The only Master of Science in executive coaching in the country is offered at one place, Queen's University of Charlotte. Now, if you're interested in the fields of coaching or leadership development, which is huge nowadays, this is the perfect degree for you. DC native Henry LaSalt says he said it better than I did. The faculty's academic and practical expertise makes Queen's the best place to receive a holistic coaching education. The program is designed for working professionals living anywhere. Here's how you do it. You come to campus for a 3 or 4 day residency twice a semester. Then you complete the rest of your coursework remotely using your computer. It works for everybody, and it's fantastic. Check out a Master of Science in Executive Coaching at queens.edu/msec. That's queens.edu/msec, and do it today. Now I have to do this and this. Forgive me, I'm spinning a few plates, because it is time for America's number one source for entertainment news. If you know what? Listen to this feature. You can go to any cocktail party, and you'll be all caught up.
Ay, ay, ay!
It's Oscar Rotzi,
everybody. As Mike fights the flu.
Yes. Is that your lead story?
Some entertainment news.
Yeah, noted entertainer Mike O'Meara battles influenza.
If you don't mind, Rob, how do you think artists make music these days and make money from making music these days?
Well, I think still touring is the biggest moneymaker for the artist, right? Because it's not record sales.
Yeah, unless you're the top dog. And in the past, the top dog usually makes at least, I would say, a good fraction of their income from music sales.
Of course. Well, that's really how it began. Yeah.
This is shocking. Lady Gaga apparently Lady Gaga apparently.
You said that like Jerry Lewis said it. Said it. Lady Gaga
apparently has a flop on her hands with her latest album.
Really?
Now, it's a little early, but Art Pop was expected to sell over 250,000 copies in its first week.
The last album was a huge album for her. The one that came out a couple years ago, right?
Yes. They actually did three times that, because it didn't sell 250,000 copies in its first week.
Oh.
It only sold a fraction of that.
Oh, dear.
And Interscope spent $25 million promoting it.
Just promoting it?
Yes.
Oh, that's, you know what that is? That's a bad ROI.
That's not a good ROI. Wouldn't be happy with
that.
Return
on investment.
Absolutely.
Now, did you see Gaga on Saturday Night Live?
I did.
I thought it was the best episode of the year.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually root for Lady Gaga, because she's a little eccentric. She is super talented.
And I was shocked at how well she pulled off the comedy.
Yeah.
Very, very
Absolutely.
Good. Several funny, really not a bad bit in the whole thing. And I think my favorite sketch, normally they put the worst sketch last.
Yeah.
But that sketch of her in the future sort of making fun of how
awesome.
She was.
Was awesome.
I thought it was not only funny, but a little poignant.
Yeah.
And it kind of reinvented my fanship of Lady Gaga. I thought she did a great job.
Yes. I don't think people hate her music. I personally think people are just stealing it, because I mean, and that's alleged on my end. But I will say this. Unfortunately, when people don't buy albums, the artist doesn't just suffer. Interscope looks like they have to lay off 50 people, if not
You're
more.
You're kidding.
Because when you bank on $25 million worth of promotion for a certain return, like that's and you don't get it, the people working there clearly can't continue working there.
It's really weird. I buy all my music through Amazon.com. Yes. And that's the honest to God truth. But I know people that will go and rip music from YouTube. And now anything you rip from YouTube sounds nearly as good as the studio. And sometimes the studio is putting the music on YouTube. They've got to figure out a way to get a better return on it because they're so easy to distribute the music. It's not like taping it on cassette in the old days.
People, a fraction of the people are just scumbags. But if you're going to steal
something,
if you're going to steal something, how about if you just want to get it right now, you can't be patient. How about you take the time a little later to buy it?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
It's a one click away. Also, you should know that Born This Way, which was her initial album, sold 1.1 million copies in its first week.
Wow.
So that's a big disparity.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope she sees a bump from the Saturday Night Live appearance because I thought she did a great job.
Speaking of numbers, I mentioned this last week, this past weekend's box office. Did you get a chance to see Thor at all?
No, I was too busy breathing with my mouth. Oh, I didn't tell you there was
mouth open.
I didn't tell you that there was some cosplay action at East Starland.
Oh, really?
There was a guy dressed as Where's Waldo.
Oh.
And amazingly, we were able to find him.
Yeah, they should probably have child services.
But seriously, when you see a guy that's a little older and a little fatter than me in the red and white stripe, I said, son, don't talk
to him.
That
guy's got a warrant or two.
Yeah, he does.
The Thor movie, The Dark World, Thor The Dark World, made another $38.5 million.
And this is week two or three for it?
This is in its second week.
Wow, it's a big second week.
Now it's worldwide at $147 million.
Yikes.
That's in 2 weeks.
All these people,
movies aren't going away. If you hate them, people, they're not going away.
All these people should be out buying Lady Gaga's album.
This is in comparison to the Best Man Holiday, which made $30.6 million, and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, sorry. $8.9 million.
Now, Mike was able to reenact many scenes from Las Vegas when he was there this weekend.
Last Breath is more like it.
No.
Sylvester Stallone's also in the news, Rob.
Finally. Well, you know what? That's good because he's hot and he's happening.
He was leaving a Beverly Hills restaurant Thursday when he allegedly called a paparazzi cameraman the N-word.
Sylvester!
Yeah, and you know, Sylvester Stallone...
That's frowned upon, you know.
When he's not making the Expendables, you probably don't want to make headlines with calling someone the N-word. Now,
no.
These days, when the paparazzi are around, they're not just taking pictures, they're taking video.
Well, everybody, I bet you can take great video with your huge 8-foot phone.
Oh, I hate my new phone. There's video, although the sound quality isn't great, but definitely sounds like you might have said, quote, this effing N-word here, this effer.
Yeah, I listened to the audio, and there was no way to purify it good enough for us to air it. I could hear it possibly being that word.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, he can do no wrong in my eyes, but this is just stupid. Like, why would you even bother? But there's a camera in front of you.
Always.
And even when there's not a camera in front of you, maybe not use that.
Yeah, you know what? It's frowned upon.
It's 2013. It's frowned upon.
It is frowned upon.
Things have changed, my friend. You might have missed this last week. Miley Cyrus, while she's not just making music, she's also smoking pot. You probably know that.
She loves the reefer, the jazz cigarettes.
She smoked pot on stage at the MTV Europe Music Awards.
Have you seen the clip of it?
I have.
Okay, yeah, it's bad.
The crowd went wild. Now, you may be asking, how is this possible? It's not because Europe just has different kind of outlooks on pot. She was in Amsterdam, so she was playing to her crowd.
Sure.
What do you think about
that? It was like eating potato chips in Pennsylvania.
You've got kids. Are you in a weird space when you see that blatant drug use?
My kids are so schooled on drug use in school now, starting from like first grade. They are programmed anti-drug, where I would let them see that because I think they would know right away that it's wrong and it's stupid. I honestly have that much trust in my kids. I hope this doesn't bite me in the ass.
No, I got
they talk
just
about...
Just like Facebook.
Well, no, now you see?
Remember careful, that if you're a
careful
Michael
now.
Mayer Show historian.
But DARE, the DARE program, I mean...
McGruff scared him straight?
They have, yeah. You know what?
Please.
If I put a splash of wine and say, like, spaghetti sauce we're making... They flip out. They are so decidedly anti-drug and alcohol. Yeah. The schools are doing a better job now than when I was a kid. Fact remains, she shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
And you know what? She might play cool in Amsterdam, but in the grand scheme, it's a stupid
There's
idea.
A line.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to shake your ass on Robin Thicke. I get that.
Yeah, but, I do. You know, maybe you got to smoke pot if you want the guts to do that. I don't know.
Well, one more before we leave.
Okay.
Britney Spears' exact measurements are now online.
Yes.
Apparently, she's looking for a body double with her exact measurements for her Las Vegas show.
You got that resume ready, Matt?
Britney I'm on it.
Is 5'4", 130 pounds, right on the precipice of what I'm all about. You know that.
Yeah.
Her dress size is 4. Her shoe size is 7. And she's a 32C 27-35.
Five? She's shorter than I thought.
Right?
She's a tiny thing.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You pick her up.
In the absence, yes, and never put her down. In the absence of Mike O'Mara, I've actually written a Florida-based kicker for today's newscast.
Please.
So, Dateline Florida. Last week, 32-year-old John Wesley Cruz of Crestview, Florida, apparently had an urge. He had to go to the bathroom. He had to make small potty. He had to go number one.
Urge.
So what did he do? He walked into an Ace Hardware store, and we assumed to get some privacy. We don't know. He rolled himself in a large piece of carpet and then relieved himself inside the carpet.
Oh, God.
Employees saw this, called the cops. When they got there, John apologized for peeing in the carpet. The literal least he could do. He apologized for going inside the carpet, but then got angry at the cop for, quote, smirking at him. He is now in custody. He ended up being charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and three counts of eating asparagus.
Jesus. How can people be so stupid?
Now, it is true that one of my uncles did go to the bathroom in a hardware store in a display toilet.
Okay, you know what?
So,
never mind.
I'm guessing the carpet is better than that. I don't know. Stick around. We got Audio Vault for you right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. I am shocked I am, that it's already the 18th day of November. You know what that means? The holidays are here.
Yeah, they
really
are.
The holidays start with Thanksgiving. Sorry, not with Thanksgiving, but with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here, and there's a lot to do, and one of the first things you got to do is take care of your holiday cards. And you shouldn't just slap a stamp on something boring and blend into the background. No, mix it up, Oscar. Get creative, and that's easy to do thanks to Vistaprint.com.
Yeah!
Vistaprint allows you to create your own custom holiday cards, 100% unique and 100% you, fully customizable, and here's the best part, they're on sale, and it's a great sale. Go to Vistaprint.com, click on the text link in the upper right-hand corner, shop in the code TMOS, type in the code TMOS, and you get, check this out, 50% off every card and free shipping.
Can't go wrong.
Hundreds of designs, and you can add your own text, your own pictures. Make a card that's thoroughly you. Don't wait to the last minute. Go to Vistaprint.com today. Get your cards ready ahead of schedule, and then what? Enjoy the holidays.
Perfect.
Just be done with it. 50% off all holiday cards, and they'll even ship them to you for free. It's easy, super affordable, and they're made by you. That's the best part. Just go to that text link and type in TMOS. Skip the hassle, avoid the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com before the sale ends, because 50% won't last long. Hurry to Vistaprint.com. Satisfaction is always guaranteed. You will love Vistaprint.
Thank you
for opening the thing. And today's Audio Vault, several good things. I want to do one last brief nod to the Bat Kid. One of the cool things is everybody they could get their hands on made a video congratulations to Bat Kid out in San Francisco, including, I think, Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, Adam West, all the people that played Batman.
Yeah.
I frankly think this kid did a better job than Ben Affleck will do.
Oh.
But this is the best one.
It's blasphemous.
Even President Obama.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, wow. That wasn't Mike O'Mara?
No, that was not. That was not.
That was really cool.
That was President Obama.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
So that's a great feel-good story. Exactly. Lots of time to congratulate Batman.
Yeah.
Not so much time to get us health care. Did you see any of the footage of the tornadoes in Illinois and in the Midwest?
I have not. I've been living in a hole the last couple days.
It's horrifying.
Or chip factory.
And the thing is that they never, ever get tornadoes this size this time of year. The weather is so screwed up. Has, I think, to do, I'm no meteorologist, obviously, but with a warm front rolling through when it's not really, you know, expected this time of year.
Yeah.
The tornadoes were horrible, and there was one piece of footage that really, really got me. This is a guy named Anthony Corey. He's in Illinois, and he had no place to retreat to, so he was actually watching the tornado out his window, and it's like Hollywood close.
Oh, wow.
And he's praying.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Wow.
World without end. Amen. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell.
He and his family are both okay.
Wow.
But, I mean, if you see this piece of footage, it's shocking how close it is.
I'm going to pull it up. We'll put it on our YouTube page.
Got to check it out. Now, also, Chicago, Illinois, not directly hit, but they got a lot of weather, and they were hosting the Ravens yesterday during the Bears game. They actually called for an evacuation of the stands.
Was watching that game.
And Jim Nance, I don't know why, but no one's leaving the stands, Jim Nance.
Well, during that break, they just made an announcement, plus they put it up on the screen here. for all to see to please clear the stadium seating area. The players are still on the field.
Well, and the fans are not, like, running for the exits here. They're all sitting around because I think they're going, well, the players are still on the field. Why are we being asked to move out of our seats?
And they're making another announcement now to please clear the seating area calmly and relocate. And this area then was elevated from a tornado watch to a tornado warning.
Due to the inclement weather, the game will be temporarily suspended.
Now, I have to wonder, if they want to clear the stands, where do they expect all the people in the seating bowl to go? Do
Probably
they have
just
to go
the tunnels?
The tunnels, is that? But really, is there enough room for all of them there?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I guess it has to be like the concourse.
I know that if this ever hit Landover, that Dan Snyder would encourage the extra safe zone known as the gift shop. Everybody go to the gift shop, and for to make it easier to get around, spend all your money. It'll lighten your pocket.
A 2-hour delay for the game, but no tornado in that area.
Yeah,
so.
but safe zone. Sorry. I love that tape because Jim Nance, I think, is a notorious rule follower, probably ever since he was a little kid.
Imagine.
They're not leaving the seating bowl. Yeah. Everyone has to get out of the seating bowl. Get out of the seating bowl. I'll give you my necktie. The Governor's Ball is a big deal in the Hollywood community, and that was this weekend. Martin Short was one of the presenters. He said, it is clearly one of the greatest awards an actor can receive in mid-November. But Steve Martin got an award, and out of character for Steve Martin, he actually got emotional when he was accepting it.
My wife, Ann Stringfield, who is as beautiful as she is smart, and... Hey!
Crying.
Jeez.
I knew I wasn't going to make it through this speech. I read it to my dog this morning and wept.
But I remain a big fan of Steve Martin. Congratulations to him. Have you seen the piece of footage that was leaked from the Breaking Bad box set that drops next month?
I did.
This is very, very funny.
This is well worth it. I'm glad you pulled this.
This is cool. The entire run of Breaking Bad comes out on DVD just in time for Christmas. You might want to pick that up at Amazon.com through our website.
But it comes in a big a barrel.
It does. It looks like awesome, just like it's from the show. And what they did is there's a lot of great bonus features, one of which is the alternate ending to Breaking Bad, the entire series, in which Bryan Cranston wakes up in bed, not with his Breaking Bad wife, but with his Malcolm in the Middle wife.
Great. Say my name, Eisenberg. You're goddamn right.
Wake up, honey. Honey, wake up. Wake up, wake up.
For the love of criminy, what is it?
I just had the scariest dream.
I told you not to eat those deep-fried Twinkies.
No, you don't understand.
I was this meth dealer. I was this world-class chemist, and I cooked and I sold this ultra-pure methamphetamine.
You cooking anything?
I made bombs and poison, and I killed people.
Oh, come on. You could not kill somebody.
I knew.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. You grow a beard, and suddenly you think you're Osama bin Laden. Wasn't I there to tell you to knock it off?
No. Some other woman did that. I was married to this tall, beautiful blonde.
Yeah, well, keep dreaming, pal. Go to sleep, Scarface.
But there is actually a full long scene. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, and that's how creative the show is.
That even when it's over, it's still the best thing on television. It's not even on TV anymore. You say, Oscar, what would it sound like if Wrecking Ball was a heavy metal song?
Oh, yeah. It's not horrible.
No, the thing is, it's a good composition. Yeah. So it does get a little heavy towards the end here. But anyway, so if Miley wanted to branch out, she could go heavy metal. And as I said, I think it was the best. I don't like this part.
Well, that's when the ecstasy turns.
Don't care for that. I think it was a great episode of Saturday Night Live this weekend. Here are some of the best jokes from the weekend update.
President Obama on Thursday admitted that there were flaws in the Affordable Care Act, saying we did fumble the ball, and then the Republicans recovered it, and then we tried to chase after them, and then our pants fell down. The woman who was featured on the healthcare.gov homepage said this week that after the law's flawed launch, she became the victim of cyberbullying. But that's the risk you run when you choose to get into the glamorous, high-stakes world of stock photo modeling.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your magic audio vault. Hey, Mike O'Mara, feel better. We want you back in the studio, okay? We appreciate it.
Yeah, feel better, buddy.
Sorry I yelled while you were trying to sleep off the flu. For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man Matthew Bloom, ponyboy@mikeomaraShow.com. All correspondence can be sent to TMOS Post Office Box 3, Manassas, Virginia 20108. And remember the official TMOS e-voice line, 1-800-440-8167. Open all the time. Get your flu shot. Please do that.
Don't be a host.
Yeah, you jerk. And for Mike O'Mara in absentia and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying, see you next time, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.